Hi everyone, I am Heather Markell from heatherbegins.com, and this is the second video in my series that I think I'm naming The Traveling Nomad, What Happens When You Trade Stability to Travel the World. And that name might change, we'll see. But my hope is that when you watch these videos and learn from people who have done just that, given up that stability to travel, that you might be inspired. If you're out there, you're over 40, you have thought about traveling for a long time, you're unhappy with your work situation, your personal situation, that these stories you're gonna hear may be just the boost that you need to get started. So with me today is Laura Oates. Thank you for being here. And so we're just going to have a chat and sort of answer, you know, I'm going to ask some questions. We'll get some neat answers and we'll see where we go. So Laura, right now, I know you're in between travel, but where are you right now?
Oh, right now I'm in Washington, D.C. I am visiting, well, my parents. I'm from the UK and they've come to Washington, D.C. and we've met up.
Great. And you've been on the road for 2 years, I think?
1 year.
1 year. Okay. And where in the year have you been so far?
So I started off in Australia. My sister lives in Australia. So I started off in Australia for a few months, spending some time with my niece. And then I've been 9 months in Central America, going to Mexico, and I've been to Belize, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Nicaragua.
Wow.
I'm quite a bit of travel.
Yeah, that's amazing. Why did you pick those specific regions?
I've been to Mexico before in the past, and I'd spent a month traveling, a month off work traveling there, and just wasn't enough. I was one night, one day everywhere, and it was just awful rush, and I felt like I didn't get to see anywhere properly, so I wanted to do it properly this time.
So wow.
I went back.
Cool. That's a great reason. So let us know what is the stability or the work that you left behind then a year ago?
So I worked in one of the big corporates, big energy company in the UK, E.ON, if you know it.
Beyond, did you say?
E.ON.
E.ON. Okay. Yeah.
And I worked in sort of marketing strategy. It was a good job. I got paid a lot. I enjoyed it for a while, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
I didn't find it fulfilling in the long run.
When you actually, that's a great point. When you say it wasn't enough and it wasn't fulfilling, do you have a sense of what was missing?
I think I've always traveled a lot, taken a month off work at a time. They were a very generous employer, let me do that. But I always wanted more, and I think I was sitting in the office every day looking around, people looking pretty miserable, looking forward to their holidays, and everyone seemed to be spending their whole time looking forward to their holidays, not to being in the office, and I thought, well, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
I'd hate to.
That's a great point. You know, you're not the first point. I think I felt the same when we have an employer that's generous and treats us pretty well, and yet we still have those feelings. I think that we're not alone in that, so thank you for sharing that viewpoint. So you left then because you felt sort of that you were looking around, that people were unhappy, that you were looking for something more. Any other reasons that were drawing you away from that stability?
I guess where my life was at that point, I thought, right, I'm single, I don't have children, I'm free to do whatever I want. Yes, you're right, moving away from stability, but there's nothing to hold me, nothing for me. Like, I've got lots of friends and family, but they've got their own. For my life, I've always wanted to travel, so there's nothing to hold me back.
So what did you have to give up? I mean, we say stability, I can put my own words to that, but what's your version of the stability that you gave up?
I guess for me, the stability is having your friends there, having your family there, having people there when you want it all the time, being able to go to the gym. I mean, you can't get out of shape on the road. There's so much you can't do. But I'm obviously work and income.
Yes.
I got that saying. This life is so much more.
So when you left, did you have an idea of how long you were going to travel, or just we're going to do it till a certain point?
No, I had a budget in mind and I just thought I will go and see how it goes, and hope I'm going to cheaper countries than where I come from. So yep. My money should last longer and just keep going, but figure out ways to potentially earn money on the way. I did a TEFL qualification before I left, so I can teach English, but I haven't done that yet.
Yep, yep.
But it's still there. I could do that. And I have a lot of years of experience that I think I could probably, there's a lot of things I could do online, but I've been away a year now and I haven't done anything. Actually, I've been offered a couple of promotional jobs in places I've been to.
Great.
Just places I've been, I've really enjoyed tours or really done it, and I've helped promote them, and I've been sending people their way anyway, and the people have contacted me and said, actually, would you do this for me?
Great.
I don't even think they realise my age or anything, or they don't mind, you know, because like you're saying, over 40, but they don't care. Like,
yeah. No.
It's such a mix of travellers that I've met.
Absolutely. And when you left at the beginning, did you have a goal in mind that you thought, well, I'm going to leave my job and go travel, and my goal is that at the end of it, this will happen, or I'll have this in my life?
I guess it was figure out a different career, because I thought I don't want to go back to that corporate life. Maybe yep. do some of the things to what I was doing with smaller companies, or maybe something completely different. I love being in the sea. I'm a big scuba diver, and now I'm a master free diver too, which is the new thing I've just learned. Thank you. and I absolutely love it. And I'm considering both of those in potentially an instructor capacity, but I haven't taken that step yet. So I just don't know, but I'm hoping as well. Imagine I'll get somewhere and go, wow, I love this place, don't want to leave, this is where I'm going to spend the rest of my life, or a good portion of it.
Yeah.
I do like the traveling, but the thing is, I'm enjoying the traveling so much, I don't know when I'll stop somewhere for that long, like a month or two or three even, but
yeah,
I see more places, so it's hard to settle for me right now, because I'm just enjoying the travel so much.
Yeah, I'm with you. As we were chatting before, I've been on the road for, minus the time I was at home, it's been about like 10 months, but I've been at this like a year and a half, and I'm the same way. It's like, I keep asking myself, am I done yet? Am I just going to stop? And I'm like, no, still kind of enjoying it. So, yeah.
Most people you meet, it is most people you meet, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So what have you, are there any lessons you've learned about yourself or about life or anything that either surprised you or that were really kind of like a huge epiphany for you?
So I feel like I had this big job and it was all really great and I was really stressed out all the time. And when I first started traveling, I kind of felt like I was still stressed out at the beginning, and I was booking things ahead and planning and organizing.
Yep.
And then I've really gone the opposite way. I'm now so laid back, I'll be thinking, oh, I really need to organize something. I don't know where I'm going to be next week.
Right.
It's amazing though, the possibility that I was in Nicaragua and I was like, can I go to Costa Rica next week? Or should I go up somewhere else, to Corn Islands in Nicaragua? Or
yep.
I've got friends who have just gone back to Honduras, I could go meet them. I love that. It's just amazing to have all these possibilities in your life and you don't know where you're going to be the next minute. And I wouldn't have imagined that I could do that, but I'm really enjoying it and the lifestyle really suits me more than I could have ever thought.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's great to hear. That's wonderful. So I think sometimes the, those unexpected personal lessons just go a long way. Do you think, in terms of, your experience, are you still feeling like this journey is about finding a new job or new work or something else?
I mean, it's just about exploring the world. I am really enjoying seeing more, meeting new people. I love it. I love meeting local people, meeting people traveling. I'm just really, enjoying the whole thing. And I can't envision this ending right now because I'm just enjoying it so much. But obviously I'm 1 year in, maybe in 10 years, I'll be thinking, ooh, it's time to stop.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So here's a really random question. I'm wondering, so this is another thing that I'm seeing that some of us have in common. Do you have an arm filled with bracelets by any chance?
I don't.
All right. I'm going to be asking this question a lot because a lot of us do.
I really want to ask that too. I don't have any tattoos, which people find really weird.
I don't either, and you're right. In South America, it's like you are weird if you do not have tattoos.
I just have nothing. I think there's some very nice tattoos out there, but I change my mind too often.
That's, by the way, for those of you out there that like tattoos, you may like. Do you know Tattly? T-A-T-T-L-Y. It's a company that makes these great fake tattoos, and they're really great tattoos, and they last like 2 or 3 weeks, and then you can just take them off and test. So while you're at home, you may want to order some and take those with you.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah. People think it's so strange.
Totally. So if you need to fit in and get some like weird tribal thing, like, you know, just order one online.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So for anyone listening to this video that might be in the position of wanting to think about pursuing this lifestyle, but maybe a little hesitant, do you have any tip or advice for them?
I don't know about tip or advice, but a lot of people have told me I'm brave, and I don't feel brave at all. But I think the decision for me was along the lines of, do I carry on in this life where I'm kind of getting more and more miserable? Or do I do something that's completely away from this, but I really want to do and could be a lot of fun, but I don't know until I try it?
Yeah.
And the answer for me was just, I need to try it. So,
yeah.
And it's worked. I'm loving it. I will never regret doing this. I can always go back. You can go back. You can get another job. Go back to your old life, pretty much, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I don't want to.
Yeah, but isn't that great? Because especially once you get into your 40s too, I think we start worrying about like, well, what's our career trajectory? Can I? Will I? So you're saying basically that's not part of your thought frame right now anyway. It's just you feel like if you wanted to go back and you needed to, you could do it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't see why not, but I really don't want to.
Yeah. And I love what you said too about kind of getting job offers along the way. I think that's a neat part of travel too, that I think when you go into it, you just think, I'm leaving this one job and I might not be able to get another one. Oh my God. But then when you go and travel, I also have been offered random little jobs that I could do. And I think I never thought that would be a possibility. So
yeah, a lot of people do. I'm speaking to people, I know that they do. And yeah, it's definitely a great thing. You know, you just get on with someone, you're helping them out, and then all of a sudden, yeah, this could be a job.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
Yeah, which is very cool. Cool. So any last comments or thoughts before we end the interview?
I don't know. I just think if you're thinking about it, then do it. Don't keep thinking about it. Just do it. It's not as scary as it sounds. And when you get into a country, everything's so easy. You meet so many people and you're not never alone.
Yeah.
That's one thing people are worried about to me, that they'll be on their own and you're just never alone. You know, the difficulty is finding time to be alone and get stuff done. I have never had such a little amount of time to get things done because I'm so busy doing things with people, not doing things on my own. And I'm just really enjoying it. And anyone can do this. If I can, why not?
Yeah, actually, thank you for saying that, because I feel the same way. I have written a blog post about like all I have is time. So why don't I have time to like do all these myriad of things that I want to do? And that's great. Yeah. And so you're right. And I'm also solo traveling, and you're right. It's like, you're never alone. You meet people, you do great stuff. That's such a great point. So thank you for sharing that. If anyone here listening wanted to reach out to you and ask you some more questions, what's a good way for them to contact you?
They could either look me up on Facebook, Laura Oakes, my picture's a scuba diver, or email me lauraoakes@gmail.com.
Perfect. Cool. So lauraoakes@gmail.com. And thank you so much for being here today and sharing your insights with us. And if you're watching this and you know someone who should be part of this video series, or you are someone that should be here, you would be over 40. You've left something stable. You've been on the road at least 3 months, ideally 6 months or more, but at least three. Please reach out to me, Heather. You can go to my website at heatherbegins.com. You can find me on Facebook, Heather Markell. Or you can email me at heather@heathermarkell.com, and I'd love to know your story. So until the next interview, thank you for listening. Bye.